This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
All right, joining together, how do suppliers and corporations join together? How do they share their vested interests in the growth of businesses as well as long-term thinking? Here to help us understand more is Kate Vitasic, the author of Vested, How P&G, McDonald's, and Microsoft Are Redefining Winning in Business Relationships. Kate Vitasic joins us in the studio, and she's also a faculty member at the University of Tennessee. Kate, thanks for coming in. Much appreciated.
Well, thanks for having me.
What's the theme for Vested? Because we hear a lot of business books where you try to learn from the practices of various corporations, but this idea of knitting together the suppliers and the companies themselves, that's like a chain of events, isn't it?
It is. Actually, it's a business model, really, where the buyer and the supplier are really vested in each other's success. And it's based on highly collaborative relationships where the buyer and the supplier are tightly aligned with common goals, common economics, a common governance structure.
I'm wondering if you can use Dell, which, of course, has been in the headlines because of the attempted buyout of Dell by Michael Dell, its founder. He owns 15% of the company, along with Silver Lake, the private equity firm. How does Dell use the concept of Vested?
Dell is actually one of our pilot companies with the concept of Vested, and they chose to pilot with one of their suppliers, a key strategic supplier, Genco ATC, which is a very large supply chain management provider and manages their reverse logistics. So think about when you get your Dell computer in for repair, it really goes to Genco ATC to repair and refurbish that and get that back out to market. So Dell and Genco went through the Vested process to rethink and re-strategize how they work together. Today, most businesses are based on transaction-based business models. I give you a unit of service, you give me a dollar. Right? So the more service you have, the more stuff I'm going to do for you, the more transactions, the more revenue I'm going to make. So our economics are misaligned in business and buyer-supplier relationships because don't we want to become more efficient? Why do we want all these activities? Shouldn't we be focusing on not even having our computers come back, right? And shouldn't we try to figure out how to not, you know, how to improve our scrap rates? And so what they did is follow the methodology to physically change their business model from a transaction-based business model to a vested business model, highly collaborative.
Kate, let me just interrupt for just a moment and announce that Wells Fargo says that it plans to boost its dividend to 30 cents a share versus the current 25 cents a share. It also plans to buy back more of its shares, and we'll bring those details as we receive them. Kate, this idea of being vested, it sounds great, but aren't there cases where the corporation, all it tries to do is drive down the cost, the price that they pay to their suppliers? I can remember in the automobile industry, for example, many of the suppliers said, boy, you know, we're just hurting because the big automobile companies have such pricing power that they really determine our fate.
Yes, and there's actually a structural flaw with that because we call that value extraction. So think about value exchange. I give you a dollar for a unit of service, but if you're a really big company like GM or Dell, you've got a lot of power in the marketplace. You can actually work with your suppliers to extract value. I'm going to beat you down and take money out of your pocket and put it into mine. And so what we teach, the vested methodology, is a value creation. So think about that. Dell's original goal was cost per box, right? A box being a computer or any type of device. And they pushed and pushed and pushed and got about as low as they could get. Well, Genco ATC was very frustrated. It said, look, I've been in this for 8 years now. I can't lower it. The cost can't go down any further. You've squeezed squeezed everything out of this. And so by focusing on value creation, they can figure out new and innovative ways in a long-term approach to create value. And when you create that value, you can share that value. want to give you a story. You remember the analogy of the orange from Fisher and Uri's getting to yes, right? We're going to share an orange. Well, a creative way to share that would be you get the pulp and I get the peel. In a vested relationship, we step back and say, hey, why don't we plant more orange trees? When we harvest the oranges, we can share that. Value creation versus value exchange.
You're listening to Kate Vitasek, the author of Vested, How P&G, McDonald's, and Microsoft Are Redefining Winning in Business Relationships. Kate, there's another book out that is written by the co-chief executive of Whole Foods, John Mackey, about conscious capitalism. How does Vested work with that?
Actually, in Mackey's book, he has a whole chapter dedicated to suppliers. So he says we really need to align with our stakeholders and create value. Those are things and messages that we teach Invested. And one of his chapters on the supplier partnerships, he challenges buyers to rethink how they work with suppliers. McDonald's is actually one of our case studies that we feature in our book. And to them, would you think a beef supplier, Pim, is a commodity? Beef, really? Commodity? No, it's a strategic weapon. And that's what Dell and others are starting to do with their suppliers. They're starting to create vested relationships to physically change the business model to value creation and make their suppliers a strategic weapon.
Kate, is this book different from the other books that you've put together about these kinds of relationships, the information that you've gleaned as more companies use this model?
It is. Our latest book actually is the case studies. We have a book on why, what, how, and who. And this is really our who book. And it showcases amazing, almost fairy tale stories of buyer-supplier relationships and how they moved out of that paradigm of cost, cost, cost to value creation.
I want to thank you very much for joining us, Kate Vitasek, and your wonderful book, Vested, Sharing Relationships of Corporations and Suppliers. Much appreciated.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.